Welcome back. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for subscribing to Debate the Music. We're doing really good, man. Thank y'all. We really appreciate it. I'm your host, Chris. You can find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
And I'm your host, Pierre. You can follow me on Twitter as well at KingTail21. Also, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Keep it up. You build with us. We're going to take you guys to the top with us.
Yeah, man, we definitely appreciate the support, man. First, we gotta talk about this Nicki Minaj response. It was terrible. Like, I saw it as soon as it hit the timeline. I went and listened to it. I tweeted it for a couple people to, you know, catch up to it. And it was it. This is my thing. I think that her goal was to go at it how Drake did with Back to Back. She wanted to make a diss record that was also a hit record. Which isn't a bad strategy. It's not bad, but your song has to be a hit record. Like, that song isn't going to be, it's going to be played a lot on the radio, but people aren't going to be like, wow, this is dope. Because Drake's Back to Back was dope. Like, it was a good song. That song, I don't even know, like, it was whatever to me. And her bars were terrible. Oh my God.
All I had to say was dun dun dun. Because when I saw it, what I did not like, and I'ma get to the elephant in the room right now. I don't like the fact that you take Remy Sheeta, she was on there by herself. Nicki had to go get Drake and Wayne on a song with her. Not that it mattered, because the song was terrible. But like, come on, like, why are you involving them? It's all I'm telling you, bro. It's only a matter of time before Papoose gets involved. And
man,
it's like I told you on Twitter. It's over.
Yeah, it's over. Because this is another thing I said about that too. People, when it becomes Papoose versus Drake, I already called it. I said people are gonna try to take Drake's side because he's more popular.
But yeah,
when it comes to bars, we all know Papoose got bars. Like, he's very, very extremely underrated. Like, cause he wasn't really popular like that before Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? So people go, the part of battle rap is it's a popularity contest. Whoever gets to, whoever's listened to the most, whoever's seen the most, whoever in the limelight the most, they usually win. But Nicki Minaj got exposed on this one because Remy Ma has recently been in the spotlight just as much. That helped her actually beat Nicki. And I just love how Remy called out everything she was going to do. And she said, don't post your numbers. What's the first thing Nicki do? Post her numbers. She said, all you do is ride Drake and Wayne. What's the first thing she do in her response? Post a track with Drake and Wayne. She just exposed herself, man.
Then on top of that, like, why would you even speak on the 360 deal? Like, nobody cares. And it's true. Like, you signed a deal, you don't see the money. And so then after the song, she was just petty, like, childish, immature, all that. After the song, she goes on Instagram and kind of recites the lyrics in the post, basically saying how Remy has 72 hours to respond with a hit record. Get this, a hit record, or she can book a show or an interview, and she'll give her $500,000 if she doesn't mention the queen's name. So you're paying Remy to not speak on herself? Because you're not the queen. And then the other two tracks she released, you went from rapping back to singing. So don't get me wrong, I'm not going to hate on Nicki. You know, I applaud her for putting music out. It's always good to put music out. But you're saying queens don't respond on peasant's time. Queens shut down Paris and then drop hit records. Sweetheart, that's not a hit record. Right. You can get Tinashe and I'm not sure. I think it was Tinashe and not Ariana Grande, but the other one, Selena Gomez. They were singing the song and video. You can do all that you want, Ma, but
that just proves that she's a pop star now.
Exactly.
Like, she just needs to leave the rap world alone.
Exactly.
Be a pop singer, make your bread. But real people who acknowledge real rap understand, and they know that Nicki was already losing from Sheeta, from her responses she was losing just for what she did on social media. And now that she's put out this song, she's taking even more steps back. So you lost as far as rap goes. You lost, and you keep making it worse. Now, as far as Papoose goes, I'm really excited. I would love to see Papoose step in the booth and murder Drake. I would love to hear that, because Drake fans, don't get me wrong, Drake is dope. He's a dope artist, make great music. But his fans need to understand that he's not the best lyricist out there.
He's not perfect.
He's one of the best song makers or whatever. He can make a dope song by all means. Yes, from the very beginning, he's been making dope songs. But as far as lyrics, Papoose would murder him. It wouldn't even be a real competition.
Man. So then, I don't know if you knew this, but there was reports and rumors for like a week now that Remy was being sued for using the Ether beat. Now, did you know that the Universal Music Group, the label, they took the song off the radio?
Yeah, I know.
That is crazy.
That's another thing I was going to mention to you. I feel like it's lame as hell. This is more of a corporate battle than it is a rap battle.
That is crazy.
And that's part of the reason why Nicki is lame. Because
that is ridiculous.
It's a lame approach. It's like instead of going to fight, you call the cops. And then when the cops come, then you trying to fight. Like, you're saying, don't hold me back. Like,
right.
It's lame activity, man.
Go get Nas involved, and Nas spoke out and was like, well, I don't have a problem with nobody using Ether. He said, you know, he liked the record, he said, but the record company owns the instrumental to Ether, so he said it's not in his hands. And I double back this by saying, maybe this proves more and more that she's not a good person.
Right? That's just the narrative that I'm getting here. Now, Nicki fans won't say that, but anybody who's just logical can understand that she's proving herself now to not be a good person.
Like, that is sad, dude.
Her activities are just all around foul, man. I'm not a fan, dog.
And she better come with this album she supposedly has. It better be lyrically gifted, because if not, I don't know what to tell her. Yeah, she's going to make money. And she's talking about about to pass Aretha Franklin for the most top 100 billboards, and I applaud her for that. However, all of the songs that's on the billboard are not all rap songs.
Right. And I mean, I'm not a fan of these type of people that do that, that try to bring in the law and stuff and want to call, it's basically bringing the law into the situation where you go to the record company and do the behind the scenes stuff. Like, and it only bothers me because for the longest, while Nicki was the only relevant female rapper, let's be honest, when Lil Kim fell off, Remy was in jail, obviously, Nicki was the only female rapper out here, really. So you don't have any competition. So, of course, you can say all this stuff and you can bark all you want to. But now that somebody comes at you, you can't even rap with them. You go behind the scenes. It's just lame, man.
She doesn't have any competition because Azalea Banks is weak. Iggy Azalea is another personal entertainer. The only person who may give Nicki a run for her money will be Rhapsody.
Okay.
With Ninth Wonder. But Rhapsody's she's in a lane of her own. So, you know what I'm saying? Because that verse she spit on Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly album was some of the illest rap rhymes I've ever heard from a woman. So, yeah, I don't know. She has to be careful who she picks her battle with. Remy's like a, I don't mean she's a bully, but in the rap game, you know, she's a bully. She came up with the big puns and the fat joke. Like, she came up in that era. Nicki didn't come up like that. She came up, she was skinny. You know what I'm saying? She rapped, but I never was moved by her, like, ooh, like.
Yeah, I've never been moved like that. and then we got to mention Safari helped her write and did all that. So, I mean, her pen, like Joe Budden said, her pen, it ain't been verified yet. She's still unverified. So, as far as I'm concerned right now, she's losing. On to other things. Chris Brown, man.
Oh, man.
He's getting really.
What are you doing, Breezy?
He getting slandered in the media, but I don't know. Something about this is awkward, man. I don't know. It's off. It don't make sense. Like, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Supposedly, his friends are telling all the media and all these different media outlets, TMZ and stuff, Wendy Williams, that he's on drugs and he's addicted and he's doing everything, all the hard stuff. He went past lean, he on coke, meth, all kind of crazy stuff now, supposedly, allegedly. and he's still stalking Carucci and all that. And I find it funny that we don't hear nothing about Chris Brown until he's ready to promote something, man. He is about to go on tour with 50 Cent, Fabulous, a couple other great artists. So you hear about it a lot when it comes down to that time for him to put in some work. And it's just something suspect about it to me, man.
You're hearing about this for three reasons. This is the classic, oh, the friends trying to get paid for this. They're going to sell some bullshit story to the media. And I don't know, man. I told you guys over and over again, stop feeding Wendy Williams lines. That is the worst show you can ever go on to try to address anything, because she's going to flip your words and then you're going to be mad. But back to the topic. Chris Brown, yeah, this is nothing more than a promotion for him. He has a tour coming. Probably the biggest tour of his life. He's going all over the country, all over the world. So I feel like this is just his way. They're getting his name out there, getting it ready. Because you can say what you want, bro. They're going to support Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? When the whole thing went down with Rihanna, nobody didn't dislike him. You know, so all this is going to do is help him continue to grow his fan base, generate money in his pocket. Now, as far as all the drugs and allegations that he's facing, do I think he's doing drugs? I can't really say.
It's hard to believe, right? Like,
cause it's very hard to believe.
I've met Chris Brown. I shook hands with him. He seemed like, you know, that kid in school that never sit still, that was always hyper. That's him.
Carucci, the whole I can believe that, because Carucci was. I'm not gonna say she was innocent, because I don't know her well enough to know. But you look at Carucci's buzz now, she's getting modeling gigs, she's getting acting bookings. So Chris Brown kinda, I'm not gonna say he put it wrong, but then again, I'm not gonna say he didn't put it wrong, because let's be honest, who was Carucci before she was with Chris Brown?
The women of Twitter hate to admit that. We don't want to say he put her on, but I'll say this. He put her on, but he didn't keep her on. That's what I'll say. He gave her a little bit of a limelight and attention, right. And now she's been putting in work on her own, and I applaud
that. And I can respect Carucci for that, because she did not stop. She went on TV. She had a ton of interviews. And it's always tough, because I think she was really down for Chris Brown. I think she was. You know what I'm saying? She took a lot, dude. The whole baby thing, the backlash about Rihanna. She took a whole lot, and she still stayed and held him down. And look at her now. Like you say, I'm not gonna say she's a megastar, but she has enough fan and enough buzz to, if they host a runway show, a red carpet event, she can be a host, or she can be on something judging, because not only, oh, I was Chris Brown's ex, but now she's coming into her own, you know, her own fam. I mean, her own fame.
Yeah. So I feel you, man. I don't want to say he put her, I hate to say he put her on, but in reality, right. He did. He gave her that attention, that limelight. But like I said, man, she has been putting the work on her own. She's definitely building her own brand, her own, you know, her own career path, and I respect that. You know, Carucci is, you know, she doing her thing. I'm not mad at that. I just wish that every time she did something, they didn't throw in Chris Brown, you know.
And I think that's the only reason why she's getting a restraining order. Honestly, deep down inside, I don't even think she wants to do it, because I honestly believe if there was a way for these two to be together, they would. I think it's the people around her. No, Carucci, you don't need that negative energy. If you want to do this, you need to, you know. So I think that's what it's about. Do I think Chris Brown threatened her? Nah, I don't know. But then again, you know, not saying me and you had these kind of experiences, because I'm not that kind of guy. Chris Brown may be the kind of guy who, once he gets drunk, his true feelings comes out.
Yeah.
Maybe he don't want to see Carucci with some other man. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? But then again, that comes to Chris Brown, because you had to get it together. You lost her, so you have to deal with the fact that maybe she just don't want you. Or maybe she wants you, but she wants you to get cleaned up. And you being a celebrity, you're not ready to do all that. So it's a lot, man. Keep in mind, Chris Brown's birthday is right around the corner. He'll be 28, 29, I believe, one of the two. And maybe he'll turn a new leaf. Because it's like after every time after his birthday, he calms down. And I just feel like he's being attacked right now. You know, considering he got his daughter, he's doing what he got to do by her. And I applaud him for that, because the man went around basically not knowing he had a child for a while. And then when he found out, it's like he changed. He started being around. He started seeing her. He even named a CD after her. So, you know, he kind of was like, okay, at the end of the day, I'm an entertainer, but I'm still a father. So we just got to wait and see how this goes. And I know this tour is going to be dope. Like, I just know it is.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely hyped to see this tour, man. I just got some information on Twitter. Drake finally confirmed himself the release date for More Life is March 18th. Definitely something for us to look forward to.
Damn, that's great. You know why that's great? Because Rick Ross drops Friday, Drake drops Saturday.
Okay.
So next week, that'll give me a chance, me and you a chance to go through them both. I mean, I don't know if you want to pick the, yeah, you take the Drake, I'll take the Ross. I'm going to still listen to it, but that'll give us, that'll be a debate we can have right there. That's perfect.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a good chance to really talk about how I listen to albums.
Okay, so how do you listen to albums?
Since this show is Debate the Music, this is the perfect platform, because I noticed that on Twitter, whenever album drops, literally 5 minutes after it's out, people are already talking about how they like it or dislike it, and it's really frustrating for me, because I listen to an album all the way through, no skips, like literally two, most of the time three times before I actually say, okay, I like this or not. Like, no matter who it is, if I download an album on Apple Music, I will play it literally all day, over and over and over, until I get a good feel for it, because I don't like to just hear one song and say, I don't like it. Like, I want to listen to it, really, you know what I'm saying, really hear everything, because sometimes music playing and paying attention, you may really like a song, but your mind and emotions are somewhere else, so you don't really realize you like it. So I just don't think that we should rush judgments on albums. Like,
oh, absolutely not.
You gotta listen to it, like, not just play. Like, people go through and skip the songs that got a nice title. Oh, yeah, you had three good songs out of 15. You just like three titles out of 15. Like, listen to the whole album and then give your opinion on it.
You got it. And also, we can't be so quick to label an album of the year, Grammy nominated, because I agree. You have to take at least 2-3 listens to an album before you can declare it that good. So my question to you is, if you had to pick 3 albums that you can listen to without skipping, what would they be?
3 albums without skipping?
It could be something from years ago. It could be something that came out last year, this year.
I'm definitely taking J. Cole's Forest Hill Drive. That was, okay. Oh man, that was one of my favorites ever. Definitely Usher Confessions.
Oh, okay.
Super classic. That's a classic. Dang, for the third one, I would have to say I would say Drake, Take Care.
Okay.
Those are 3 albums I can listen to all the way. No skips, no nothing. Every song is dope. Honestly, those 3 are my top 10 albums ever. Honestly.
Before I get into mine, I have to say this. I stand corrected. I went back and listened to Take Care compared to Nothing Was the Same. And I have to agree with you. That was his better album.
It was a good mixture of rap and singing. Yeah. You know, it's like perfect flow.
I would rate Take Care 1, Nothing Was the Same 2. Of course, his very first album will be 3. But for me, the worst one he could have done was Views. I don't know about you, but that was the worst one up to date.
Yeah, I definitely agree, man.
Okay, so now for me, there's 3 albums that I can listen to. The one I can listen to without skipping will be Wale's last album, The Album About Nothing. The reason being is because every song offered something different. And it was just so strong to where I was like, wow, like this is dope. Another album would be, I'm going to give you an R&B one. I would say Tank. Tank, Sex, Love, and Pain 2.
Oh, that was good.
The album was dope. And I applaud Tank because he did something. He tried to bring R&B back. And when he did it, everybody else was like, you know what? Oh, it's time to bring this back. So that album is amazing. And then the third one, I would probably say Big Sean's Dark Sky Paradise.
Oh, man. Hey, that was a classic one, too.
Those three, I could listen to them. I don't have to worry about, even I don't fuck with you. Even though I heard it a million gazillion times, if I'm listening to the album, I'm just listening to it.
Okay, I got one more for my honorable mention. I had to say,
okay.
Too High to Riot by Boss with Dreamville. Man, okay. That was life-changing right there, man. That's some dope music, man. And the videos, he's still dropping videos for that, even though it's like 2 years old. The visuals are amazing. Man, I'm actually hoping to go to the next tour when they come out here to Orange County, man. You got an honorable mention? Give me one more.
One more. I would give you one more as an honorable mention, and it's going to be my man, Ro James, El Dorado.
Okay.
This man, I don't know where he came from. I don't even know. I ain't know nothing about the dude, but when I heard the song Permission, I'm like, yo, this is nice. So I listened to the album like 3 times and I'm like, why is it called El Dorado? But now I see why, because it's the type of album that you can just put on and cruise to. And it's so well put together. He's not trying to sound like no one else. He's trying to be his own self. And it was nominated for, I don't know if the album was nominated, but he had a couple songs on there that was Grammy worthy. So that'll be another album I can listen to.
Yeah, man, we got some classic music that I got some classic music I like that people probably never even heard, man. So for this part of the show, I definitely wanted to, before we get to our sleeper picks, I want to do a quick little breakdown of the rules we have right now.
Yes, sir.
Definitely let people know a little more about our freestyle competition.
All right.
So first off, what we need is we need 8 artists to contact us. Contact me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness or Pierre at KingTel21. Send us some of your music. Definitely let us know if you're interested in being in the freestyle competition. This is not a regular rap battle. Like, you're not going to face off with nobody like URL. We're not doing that. We definitely have more details coming. Things are definitely in the works. But we need 8 artists right now. We need 8 artists. We're going to start this first one off with 8 artists. Contact as soon as possible. I already got one, so actually we need 7. So okay. Definitely reach out to us. Let us know if you're interested.
Yeah, man. It's not really rules apply. It's just the fact that, like I put on Twitter, we're trying to bring the real rap back. That's it. Like the bars, the punchlines, the wordplay, metaphors. We don't want to get on here and y'all freestyling about Jordans and Lamborghinis. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna be moved by it. If you say something like, you know, like, tell me about your struggle, how you came up. Matter of fact, I'll do this. If you are interested, tell us why. That's it. I'm not gonna tell you no, but I just would like to know what makes you interested in what we're offering you guys, because I love music so much that I'll give anyone a chance. So the fact that anyone is interested, I just appreciate it. So we just need 7, y'all. That's it. And we're going to get this thing started as soon as possible. I know we were pushing it on the last episode. We were hoping to have it done by this episode. But, you know, we were trying to work the kinks out. And we feel like this idea is going to work, because not only do we give one artist a chance, we give 8 other ones a chance. It's like, okay, I didn't win, but the fact that I was on there lets me know that I'm being noticed. I'm on, you know what I'm saying? So send it in, man. It's going to be big, and let's get this thing going.
Yeah, man, we definitely got trying to give artists a chance. I do want to say this again. The main goal of Debate the Music is to help artists, real artists, you know, get that love and get their music pushed, because, you know, the radio play the same recycled BS. Woo! Man, they do this. Going to the radio is not the way. And tweeting your SoundCloud link, sending it to people could not be the way all the time either. So right now, Debate the Music is really small. We're still growing. But we don't want to do everything we can to help people, artists, everybody really grow as far as their music goes, their brands and everything. So definitely reach out to us. And like you said, man, hey, don't come with no garbage. Because another thing, I'll let y'all know one thing. We will be having votes on Twitter. Pierre and I will be judges, but for the most part, the votes will come from Twitter. We're going to do a poll after two of the artists go. I'll break it down later, but we're not going to be the only judges, man. Trust me. So you got to come with it.
I'll be judging for millions, thousands. So, you know. All right, we want y'all to get out there as much as y'all want to get out there. That's what I will say in closing about that segment.
Yeah, man. So let's get into these sleeper picks.
All right. So there's been one guy in particular who's been doing this thing. I'm not sure if he's on a major label. I know some people know who he is, others don't. But like Chris said, the point of this show is to help artists grow. My sleeper pick for today is going to be my man Russ. And he has this song that I heard on SoundCloud. It's called Manifest. And I did not know he produces his own music.
One thing, I actually know a little bit about Russ. Like, he's independent. He's been doing it for years. Like, I found out about his music like a month ago. I was just on YouTube at like 2 in the morning playing 2K. And I'm listening to music and then his video pop up. And I'm like, damn, this is dope. Next thing you know, I done listened to 10 of his songs. You know what I'm saying? So, dude got some talent.
And I can respect anybody who produces their own music and write it. Because that's talent. And I saw an interview with Russ, and he was like, everybody's not living the life they portray to live in their music. Everybody rapping about a Lamborghini and having all this money, but they really don't. And he's like, that's not what I'm doing. He said, I'm doing this to feed my family. I'm doing this because I want my mom to see me doing something that I've always been trying to do when I was little. So the song that I picked, it has a visual to it. It's called Manifest. And in the video, he went on vacation with his mom and he shot an actual video. So the video that goes with the song isn't like a fictional video. It's really something that him and his mom was doing and they just filmed it. So that's why I picked the song Manifest. The message in it is dope and the beat is just on some chill shit.
Yeah, man, that dude, all his songs are just really vibes, you know. He makes music where it's like you can like chill and ride in the car too. Right. It's not really club music or none of those records.
You don't need all that every time. That's why.
We chilling on the beach or something, man. That's what he makes. And I
like
love
you said, that. You was playing 2K. Like, I want to be able to play the game and vibe to something too. And, oh shit, like, make me miss a dunk or something. Like, damn, that shit was tight. So that's, you know, that's why I picked Russ. Shout out to you, Russ, man.
Listening to my old songs back when I would talk about things that hadn't happened yet, but now I get to talk about. Just got back from South Beach, Collins Ave, Shore Club. Always celebrating what I wanna see more of. Took my mom with me, let her soak up all the sunshine. Let her watch her rain stop, all because her sunshine. That's what I call foresight, that's what I call manifesting. Anything I want, I speak into existence. That's how I'm living. That's how I'm winning. Five bands a show now.
All right, man. For me, I'm picking JID. Woo! The Division. This dude just dropped a project recently. He signed a Dreamville. I'm a big fan of almost all the Dreamville artists are dope to me.
Yo, that Earth Gang band is dope too.
Man, everybody is dope. This dude, I'll miss. It's crazy, man.
They're calling him the Atlantic Kendrick. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that one, man. Y'all got to check him out, man.
All the children cry, just one time. Somebody lie, now we get it. Somebody lie, now we get it. Somebody lie, children of the way. Fuck it, we ready and
well conditioned. Little niggas outside saving that condition. Got a couple good memories from tradition. Got a couple good stories, can't tell them cause they listen, talking, go inspire me from itself. Inhale, inhale. He's the pain when the gunja. He the only reason that I answer for an almost name. A number, number days in this bitch. And at least he gets a solid, never snitch. My only real problem with the shit is I'm trying to lend these stuff behind the wall. Doing 10, maybe 20. And my cousin doing 6.
Definitely check him out. I'll put the, of course, as always, we put the links in the description. You know, check out that music for us. That's another episode of Debate the Music. Again, thank y'all for listening. We definitely appreciate the love. Like, comment, subscribe on Twitter, everything. Go to iTunes. Give us the reviews, please. We definitely appreciate it. All artists, definitely contact us. I'm on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
I'm on Twitter at KingTail21.
All right, man. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.